living other people's lives. It is not possible to live other people's lives. It is like breathing with other people's noses, which is totally impossible. And being come into existence, and their happiness and unhappiness comes from their deliberate actions through their skillful mind, unskillful mind. So in life, we are living all together, but we have different lives, even in a family. They are under the same upbringings, they are different type of minds, some turn into something, and some turn into totally different, even in a family. So when we work, when we go out, there are many different people with many doings of their own. So to be able to live life in a balanced way, in a peaceful way, we need to have this notion of the deliberate actions that people do and that results they own, or in other words, it's called karma. Karma as in deliberate actions intentionally that we do, and then karma vipaka is what results that we own that follows us. So if you look at a family situation, husband and wife, children, mothers and fathers, in-laws, and then the relatives, all of them living together, and there are many types of characteristics within the same family, and then the desires and the wishes of every family member are also different. So when you live like that, you have this notion of if you're a parent, giving guidance to your children, and also to have create happiness and harmony between the partners and the in-laws as well. But at the same time, after what you have done, the best you can, then what they turn out to be when they're grown up, when they are out of your control, there's nothing you can do. It's not that you haven't brought them up properly. Just that things are as they are, the way they are, like that. For example, you would tell somebody not to drive, you know, the car recklessly, not to drive very fast, to drive carefully. And if that person listens to you, that is good, of course. But when they are on their own, out there on the road, it is their decision and it is their way of thinking of how they drive, their attitudes, and the way they drive, you know, if they drive recklessly, carelessly, and some accident happens. Of course, being our children, we would be very devastated, we would be very concerned and worried. But at the same time, you know, you have done your best. You have told them to be careful. There's nothing much that you can do out on the road that they drive like that. That is their doings, that is their karma, and the results now they are owning. So with a balanced mind, you must understand this. And when you understood this, you can give your mind a peaceful rest. No need to feel guilty. Of course, we don't turn them away, we don't neglect them, anything happens. From our hearts, we look after them, we help them. We try to make their life happier. But at the same time, to understand that, what actions they do deliberately, that's what they own. We can't live their lives. We can't live their lives. The only thing we can do is live by example and show them by example and give them good advice and guidance with love and kindness. No, let them know that you love them. Of course, there are boundaries that what they should do, what they shouldn't do. But apart from that, show them, let them know that you really love them. That's the only way that you can con-